News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Green Party is calling on the Taoiseach to firm up his commitment to a hotel bed tax. This is following reports that he wasn't opposed to the measure. If implemented, what would this mean for tourism hotspots like Killarney? Well, to help answer that question, we're joined by Tom Randalls, representative of Killarney Chamber and Tourism. Tom, thanks indeed for coming in to us. What's your take on this? Would it have a negative impact, do you think, on tourism and places like Killarney?
Firstly, on behalf Chamber of Tourism Commerce, it's great to have News Talk here in Killarney this morning. Look, nobody's talking about this down in Killarney. Nobody's talking about this in Kerry. I mean, this is a harebrained idea that was floated in Dublin for Dublin City. I firmly believe that the politicians and the people in Kerry County Council know better than to tax tourism with a suggestion like a tourism tax. I don't feel it makes any sense.
Okay. Now, you describe it as a harebrained idea. I'm just back from my own holidays. We were in Lisbon. We paid for a hotel online, and when we got there, we were told, I can't remember what the fact I can't even remember tells you in some way. Maybe it was 30 quid for the family for our hotel tax. I didn't think about it. I handed over the money. It wasn't a factor in me deciding whether or not to go to Lisbon. Does it really make a difference? I mean, and it's a way of generating income, which you can then put back into that town.
Well, firstly, it's very hard to collect a tax for a town. You just have in the town that goes back into the town. There's no mechanism to do that. Secondly, I mean, it does add up. If you have somebody that's in Ireland for 7 or 10 days, I mean, it does add up. And it's seen as a stealth tax. And if you look at a lot of the cities that do have these city taxes, they're taxes that are overly burdened with tourists. I mean, Barcelona has a city tax. We saw what was happening there last week. Amsterdam has just upped its city tax to try and reduce its tourism. I mean, Killarney and no town or city in Ireland is trying to reduce tourism. And as a country, we should be trying to grow our tourism. So I think in an already highly taxed economy, introducing an additional tax on tourists is both unfair and unwise already. Every tourist euro pays 29 cents back to the exchequer. There's an awful lot of taxes that are already paid. So we feel that this is an unfair tax. It's a stealth tax. How do you manage this tax? I mean, for example, 400 metres from here, you're in the county, you're no longer in the town. Does that mean hotels that are in the county that are 400 metres away don't pay the tourism tax? Do Airbnbs pay it? It's an inequitable tax. I mean, if tax, you know, one of the tenets of taxation is that taxation should be equal, you know. And this is not only just to international visitors. This affects every corporate traveller that's down here trying to do work. It affects somebody who's here on a budget weekend. So, I mean, this is not just international travellers, you know. And if you're talking about a family of 8 or 10 people, it can add up quite a lot. And if you look at a lot of the business that's in Ireland is pre-contracted business through an agent. So, I mean, they can be booking 100, 200, 300 people. So it does add up.
Okay. I know Killarney Chamber is pushing for Killarney to become Ireland's first sustainable town by 2030. Like, would that money not be helpful to help drive that? Would that money not come in useful to help to that goal?
We already pay very high tax in the forms of rate, VAT, excise duty. So, I mean, we would feel that these taxes are used to allow us to be sustainable. And when you look at sustainability is oftentimes, it can be cost saving. So, I mean, we don't feel that a tax like this would be in any way beneficial towards becoming more sustainable.
Do you think it's going to happen?
A tourism tax?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I don't see it happening in Dublin. I think it's an unwise tax. It's an unfair tax. It's a scramble for maybe Dublin City Council to try and get some money in. I don't see it being anyway beneficial. Again, if you look at taxation is done centrally or by a county. So again, in the county of Kerry, if there was a tax, you know, a tax, is it the same in Kenmare? Is it the same in Dingle? Is it the same in Farn Four? Is it equitable? I mean, it doesn't fit any of the criteria of good taxation.
Okay. How is the season? We're early in the season at this stage. It's only we're halfway through June or a little more than halfway through June. How is the season shaping up for Killarney?
Yeah, it's been very brisk. I mean, tomorrow's Midsummer's Day, so we have a quarter final weekend, so it's brisk.
Be busy in the town, all right.
It's busy, but there's plenty of value to be had. Killarney has over 35 hotels. It has over 10 10,000 beds available for accommodation. So there's lots of competition. There's great value there. You know what I mean? So it's it is busy, thankfully, but we'd love to see more visitors.
Are there challenges for businesses in the tourism sector? What are those challenges?
Absolutely. Input costs. I mean, the costs of energy are already difficult without having the potential of difficulties in the Middle East. Again, our VAT rate we would see is too high. It's one of the highest VAT rates in Europe. So
Have you lost that argument, do you think, with the government? It doesn't look like they're going to revisit that, does it?
Well, we still are one of the highest VAT rates in Europe. So again, you know, on one hand, we want to offer value for money. The government wants us to offer value for money. So if we're going to have the highest input tax, input costs, that's a challenge. If we're going to have the highest tourism tax in Europe, that's a challenge. So I don't think so. Look, we'd be hopeful that would still be changed. And bear in mind, if the VAT comes down, the prices come down.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming in to us this morning. Tom Randall's there, a representative of Killarney Chamber and Tourism, taking a really strong line saying no to that tourism tax. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.